This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Wow. What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Well, good morning to you. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie, 94 WIP. All right, who should lead off for the Phils? Sounds like it might be both Schwarber and Trey, depending on, you know, who the pitcher is.
Everybody leads off.
Everybody hits. All right, let us know what you think. By the way, one not fun thing I want to pass along is condolences, because we lost one of our great callers last week, and that is Jabbo in Horsham.
Aww.
You may remember the name Jabbo in Horsham.
Oh, yeah.
Called our show, called the station for many, 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 many years. It was actually in the obituary, the write-up that he loved calling sports radio, loved calling WIP. So we appreciate Jabbo, obviously, all the years calling us, and you know, he seemed like a really good guy. So just condolences to his family. If you know the family, please pass along to the family that we certainly send our condolences to. We don't know the family personally, but if you can let them know, we appreciate it, Jabbo, and we wish the family all the best, obviously, in this time of sorrow. All right, 215-592-9494. Hey, one thing that is, like, getting outrageous, and so many people aren't paying attention, you may not know how gnarly the numbers are. John, the Sixers and Flyers, like, never win. And I know we're rooting against the Sixers at this point, at least many people are, for the purpose of ping pong balls, but let's not act like what they're doing is an accomplishment, okay? Here are the basics. The Flyers, if you remember, in early March, really did have a shot at a playoff spot. I had just started getting excited about it. They were at one point only 4 points behind a playoff spot with like 20, 25 games to go. They are now, since March 4th, 1-10, okay? 1-10. And the Sixers, since February 5th, are 3-19. That's hard to do, man.
Even if you're trying.
That is like, guys, I know we've been on a Super Bowl high, and I know there's some people like, oh, I'm in wait-and-see mode on the Phils. I would encourage you to get encouraged about the Phillies, because they ain't the Sixers, they ain't the Flyers. Guys, one team's 3-19, the other team's 1-10. Phillies, in my opinion, can't get here fast enough, and fortunately, it's only 3 days away. John, it's astounding how bad
so
these teams
close.
Are.
But it's good how bad they are. Like that, we
well,
want
it's good
the Sixers
good,
to lose
Sixers
when
are.
The Sixers get close to winning, which does seem to happen with frequency.
But let me just say this. It's not.
Why does it always get dicey?
Yeah, it's not good that the Sixers are this bad. Like, you know what I'm saying?
No,
like, yes, it's good for the
sure
purpose of the ping pong balls.
Right.
But guys, they were supposed to be in a title hunt. A title hunt.
They haven't given us an update on what Joel Embiid is
no.
and what's happening.
No, they've gone quiet on that.
Is there a procedure?
You're right.
I mean, what is going on?
Yeah, Rhea, great point.
I'm shocked. They're usually so, you know, honest with us and tell us everything going on, you know.
All right, let's go to the phone. So, Sixers and Flyers, you want to take a bite out of them, please do. And also, obviously, the Phillies. Who should lead off? So let's play the audio of Rob Thompson from over the weekend. Topper talking about he might actually use both, and I don't think it's crazy talk. Here's Rob Thompson.
I know the question everybody's asked all spring is your lineup. What will it look like come Thursday? Is today a pretty good preview, or is that just reading too much into it?
Well, we're going to go with Trey leading off tomorrow. So we're still fighting through it. And I'm thinking about, you know, maybe against the a left-handed starter, it's Trey leading off. Right-handed starter, it's Schwarber leading off. But I'm not quite there yet. But the nine guys you see today are going to be in the lineup on opening day.
All right, so that was Topper yesterday. If he settles there, I'm fine with it. John's fine with it. James and Rhea don't like it. Tell us where you stand on the concept of not one but two leadoff hitters, obviously depending on who the opposing pitcher is. Let's get to Patrick in Tabernacle. What's going on, Patrick?
Hey, morning. Listen,
what kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
I wasn't going to say anything about the Flyers, but Joe, listen, the disappointment just keeps piling up.
Yeah, it's brutal.
And listen, Jonesy's on the clock. I've said this, and we're friends with him and stuff, but I'm coming at the Flyers hard next year, man, because this is enough, man.
Got to win. Got to win next year. Got to make the playoffs.
Exactly.
You can't. Look, we love Jonesy. You can't just constantly rebuild. Nope. Now, I will say this, Patrick. It does seem like the Chuck Fletcher thing left them in even worse shape than we thought. I mean, there's very little that's come up that's, you know, I mean, there's some, don't get me wrong. But it's not like they're barn burners with limited exceptions. Obviously, the drafting situation was bad. The cap situation was bad. So I get that there is a lot of coming out of a hole to do. With that said,
it's time.
It's time.
We're in Goldie Hell again, guys.
Well, Carter Hart screwed them. I mean, let's just be
clear. No one could foresee that.
Yeah, you couldn't. I mean, that was outrageous. And they lost, you know, maybe their best player, certainly one of their better players, one of their better young players. And so that really set them back a lot.
Yep. But anyhow, listen, it got me fired up because, you know, I told Seltzer, I shut up a long time ago on calling in with my family. Kyle Schwarber's not a leadoff hitter, and Trey Turner is. And I'm glad it's brought up again, and I'm glad that you got me fired up pointing out how bad the Flyers are, because enough's enough, man.
Yeah. Let me ask you a question about Schwarber. You said he's not a leadoff hitter.
No, he's not, Joe. He would never hit leadoff in my lineup.
He consistently has the second highest on-base percentage on the team.
Put people, Joe, I don't care. I just don't. I don't care.
But last season, he improved in all the areas he needed to improve in to lead off and do a better job.
I just don't care. I'm going to be honest, Patrick.
How about this one? How about the pitchers don't bat nine anymore? So he does follow a regular hitter.
We have a DH,
most times.
And I know that changes it. But I'm just I'm done. I shut up about it, and I thought that I did a good job shutting up about it because I'm not good at shutting up.
Not anymore.
So you guys, listen. It's your guys' fault, Rhea. You guys made me open up my big mouth. You know what I mean? My wife tells me last night, I think you just be quiet. Are you sure,
Patrick, you're not? Because I do this. I want to be clear. I do this. Are you sure this isn't one of those instances where you're just stuck in?
No.
It's the way it's always been, so it should be that way moving forward.
Well, no, Joe, it just, to me, it's not.
I mean,
that.
Because Patrick,
I can't believe you can identify this from the outside looking in, yet you fall prey to it consistently.
Because, Patrick, here's the thing, my man. Trey struggles more against right-handed hitters, and I'm down with him being the leadoff guy against lefties, but if you're saying Trey should be the leadoff hitter because he's fast, well, he's got to get on base more to justify that 162 times.
But didn't Topper say that they were hoping he would change his approach if he let off?
Yeah.
Listen, that experiment went away quickly?
Well, I mean, maybe there's something to be said for that. Maybe not. The basic thing is the guy has to play better. Got to hit better. Got to have a better approach, whether he's freaking one or two. Right?
Well, that's the problem with the leadoff is Turner's. Turner's the problem with being a leadoff batter, but given the choice, I don't want a big slugger, a slow slugging guy leading off.
Okay. Patrick, give me an answer. A great scene with a vehicle.
And John Ritchie, I love you, man. But, dude, every time you answer Star Wars question, I picture you being like this little geeky kid that I could just, like, stuff into a locker. And I know that's not the case.
Wow.
Yeah.
John Ritchie getting stuffed in the locker room.
Yeah, I'm sorry, dude. But listen, how about you're going to need a bigger boat? And I checked with Seltzer. A boat is a vehicle.
Yeah, a boat's a vehicle. Yeah, that works. You're going to need it. Yeah,
sure.
Yeah, that's a big answer.
That's a really good answer.
Yeah, I like that.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.